tea today, baby?
Well, Gary, it is steaming hot, like burn your tongue hot. Ooh. Because Kanye West and Julia Fox might not be exclusive. Ooh, also, what? Tanner Thomason is back with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Adele is shining bright like the diamond ring she's rocking on a ring finger. We're going to explain that. Plus, Brat is back. What you dishing first?
Man, look like Nelly got himself in a huge dilemma after he accidentally posted an X-rated video of a young lady kissing his microphone, if you know what I mean. He posted it to his Instagram account, but reportedly, Nelly quickly deleted the video once he noticed, but of course, fans got a hold of that thing, and it's all over social media, Lord.
What?
Well, now, y'all, you know, we can't show the video, but Nelly did issue an apology to the woman and her family and said, "I sincerely apologize to the young lady and her family. This is unwanted publicity for her, them. This was an old video that was private and never meant to go public. People believe he posted this video for attention, they saying. Now, do y'all believe it was an accident or nah?"
This wasn't no accident. You don't accidentally post a sex video.
Come on now, Sherry.
Sherry Shepherd, you clearly did not see Nelly's verses. He's not good with technology, apparently. I don't think he probably did this on accident.
It was very good. I'm glad he posted, and I'm glad he let the world know what he will and who he is. Because, I mean, I just love the techniques that she did. I was watching her because I'm going to take classes. It was really interesting. So, girl, thank you,
and
Nelly.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Gary, I'm going to actually walk back what I just said about Nelly, because we all got something in our closet, and I was just thinking, I'm getting on Nelly, and if, God forbid, one of my little tapes come out of the closet.
Thank you.
Nelly, mm-hmm. I do believe this. I'm sorry this happened to you.
Yeah, coming up next on Dish Nation, Sherry Shepherd's secret tape.
Honey, I hope that tape get out, because probably when I was 19, my boobs was sitting up right underneath my chin.
One night in Sherry.
Call it Shepherd's Pie.
Shepherd's Pie. You better do your own time. Do your slice.
Well, I guess Julia Fox and Kanye West agree with the terminology, the more the merrier. Now, according to some sources, Ye and Julia have an open relationship, and they're currently dating other people. And this actually could be factual, because Kanye West was reportedly spotted out with IG model and Kim Kardashian lookalike Shani Jones recently.
Wow. Now, head crack, based on the things Julia said recently, we see why he made her his girlfriend. Now, she dropped some uncut gems in a new podcast interview where she talked about being a dominatrix. That's right, I said dominatrix at one point in her life, enjoying foursome porn. Y'all, take a look.
I'm into like weirdly like partner like swapping and then like watching or something.
So like foursomes.
Yeah.
Okay, look, three's company, fours, that's a lot.
When I tell y'all, do you think that Kanye is dating these women because it's a version of Kim that he wants, or he never had this kind of excitement? Like, what's the dealio?
I did just want to say real quick, man, Julia knows that she is getting all that attention she can right now.
About she riding away.
Yeah, but he probably want to kick her ass to the doggone curb right now. I mean, because she probably didn't wear the doggone shoes he liked. So, honey, boo. Go, Julia.
But here's the thing. When you look at things from Kanye West's perspective, you've been in a marriage for a minute, and you're out here freely roaming the streets doing what you want to do. Like, listen, I'm happily married, but if I was ever single again, I'm going to go so hard.
You know what's going to happen? The same thing that's happening to Kanye. You're going to realize, you know what? She don't know how to rub Bengay on my knees like my wife did. She don't know.
Then you're going to try to find a lookalike, but she won't act
alike. Then you're going to get a lookalike.
Right. Well, the grass is always greener. Is that what you're saying?
On the other side.
Sometimes
you know
it's astroturf and that's a real grass.
Right. All right, y'all. It is a lot going on today. Adele is working overtime to shut down breakup rumors between her and her boyfriend, Rich Paul. So she was spotted at the 2022 Brit Awards with a huge diamond ring on her left ring finger. Y'all see that ring?
Yes, we do.
You can't only miss one it. That can top it is the brat-a-tat-tat. So... what do y'all think of this huge ring? She looks amazingly gorgeous.
She does.
You think
look
she's engaged?
No, she ain't a damn gauge. And Sherry, you know that. You know, look like she bought that ring herself. She look like just had that a word of hell out of it. I think Rich Paul probably like, girl, just go, honey. Just get out of my house.
What is it about her look that gives you that energy?
I don't know about that being an I'm sorry ring. Would you rock an I'm sorry ring on that finger, though?
I would.
That's a beautiful I'm sorry ring. Okay. I mean, you know, the thing I love, like, I'm looking at Adele. She's killing it. Mm-hmm. You know, she did a weight loss. She looks great. She got a good man. And I think, you know what? They had a spat. He said he's sorry for whatever they went through. He gave a ring. You know, Gone for it, girl.
Try,
put that
please.
Ring on your finger. Oh, Gary. When Cupid came and got you with the arrow, did he use the other end instead of the pointed part?
Yeah, son. He used the pitchfork.
Yikes.
That was the devil.
Dang.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been hanging out with Julia Fox there, Gary. Is that
oh, my gosh.
Okay, all right. Well, it is a family affair in Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard's bedroom. Guys, this story's kind of crazy here. All right, during a recent episode of the Armchair Expert podcast, the couple admitted that their two daughters, Delta and Lincoln, sleep on their bedroom floor. Not in their bed, but they're in the bedroom, all right? Mm. Which sounds a little weird, but the girls like to watch TV with the parents before bedtime. That's normal,
what?
Right? But recently, the sleeping arrangements got a little funky. Kristen said she thought it was the girls and Dax passing gas, but after she and Lincoln sniffed the mattress, they realized the funkified smell came from the couple's Uller mattress pad being accidentally filled with a spoiled protein shake by Dax.
Okay. It's so much to unpack.
I've got one of those mattress pads, and you don't accidentally fill it up with protein shakes.
No, they did it on purpose. Mm.
Yeah, that sounds like a prank that belonged on Punk'd or something like that.
Y'all, what happens? Like, yo, Brad, you about to have a baby. Mm. Judy's about to have a baby. So when you and Judy wanted, you remember that picture, y'all, where Judy had her hand so lovingly on Brad's beautiful bosom? Mm. Like, what, you're not going to be able to do that with the baby. Jeez. What you going to do?
We going to do that. The baby going to be asleep.
The baby's not
going to be asleep. Going to put some earmuffs on the baby?
Yeah. Put some music. AirPods.
Oh, gosh.
All right, y'all, moving on. Frenemies Drake and Kanye West might be teaming up as we speak to put the finishing touches on Ye's forthcoming Netflix documentary, Genius, dropping next week. So Ye hit the gram and posted a now-deleted screenshot of a text message where he wrote, "I need Drake to do the narration." And of course, fans were surprised because we know their history, but Drizzy liked the post, so it might be going down.
Okay, but the documentary is coming out next week, so how? Why?
He learned this from the Kardashians. This is that 3D chess where you try to act like something might happen, but you already did it in the past. Right. So then when it drops next week, it's a big, big exclusive, you big just, news
but
cycle.
But even in the world of Kanye West, he was making changes to the Life of Pablo album after it was already out.
That's
you know,
true.
You would listen to one song at 10 a.m. and listen to that same song at 12:30 p.m.
Two different people
and it was like, yo, Alicia Keys is on this song.
Right.
Like,
So guys, if one of y'all was coming out with a documentary, who would you want to narrate?
My life is so boring, I would definitely need Gary to narrate my
documentary. He'd be like, baby.
You feel a great narration.
Honey, child. And when Tanner Gary. Got off the farm, child, ooh, Lord. Tanner got off the farm and came to
no
L.A.
Ma'am, oh, niece,
child.
No, ma'am.
Good narration.
No, ma'am. Well, y'all, when it comes to the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, you might be wondering what's the 411 on new music, but don't worry because we got you. So excited because Mary J. Blige is dropping her new album, Good Morning Gorgeous,
yes.
This Friday. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Dish is giving you an exclusive first listen during her iHeartRadio album release party. So we don't want to be without you, baby.
Yes.
That's the karaoke version. Stream it this Friday, February 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time on DishNation.com. Yay, Mary!
Yes, Mary!
Up next, Idris Elba, honey, had a wardrobe malfunction. Oh, I can't wait to see this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Really?
Well, some of us. Anyway, I have been. Gary, you have been. Yeah. Idris Elba had a wardrobe malfunction. Drum roll, please. Yes, thank you, Tanner. As we mentioned, the Brit Awards were held yesterday, and Idris presented Album of the Year to Adele. But viewers were quick to notice that his fly was down.
Oh.
So I'm guessing, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm guessing that he just rushed out of the loo, and he forgot to zip up. And Gary, I am so sorry to say, it looks like he had underwear on, because nothing popped out. And he covered it with cue cards afterwards, so it's nothing you want for your archives.
I don't think that's embarrassing, Cherry. I mean, because that happens. I mean, if a man come out of the loo, as you said, and his zipper was halfway down, I mean, maybe he was trying to tempt somebody in the audience. Maybe he was trying to let Adele know that this is what you're missing.
I don't know. I think more so than anything, man, Y'all nasty. This is an award show. We're supposed to be celebrating the industry's best and brightest, and y'all over here looking at Idris Elba's Elba.
I just think he was rushing to get ready, y'all. He was rushing to get ready, and he zipped it halfway up and ran out.
Mm-hmm. Can we just circle back real quick that Gary presented the idea that a man walking around with his fly out is like a tempting sort of thing? Like yeah. Have you ever seen a man with his fly down, and you've been like, ooh.
Yeah, Jeffrey all the time, and I'm like, will you pull up your doggone zipper? That's why I thought it would be like habit for y'all, HK, check your fly. Because it's something that your mother stays on you all the time.
How do you tell somebody that their fly is down? I would never tell a man his fly
is down.
Yeah, I would just let him suffer because at the end of the day, like, you notice what you f***ing eat for, bro.
Exactly. So you can't do that, honey. Yeah. Out of gaze, honey, and enjoy.
Okay, Sherry, since you're so thirsty, it's time for
Thirsty with the Stars.
Olympics are going on now, so we have an Olympian for y'all, and it's Canadian Eric Radford. The out and proud figure skater showed off his Olympic ring tattoo in this pic and said, ready for another Olympic moment? So is this a thirst trap, y'all?
A little bit.
His body looks amazing.
I thought this was Adam Levine.
Adam Levine's tattoos look like garbage. This man has got, like, the Olympic rings up here, and he's, like, rocking his hot body. But he's releasing it right now during the Olympics. So to me, technically, this is a thirst trap.
Yeah, I give him a 10.
I agree with you.
It's the lighting, the way he got his eyes closed, like he about to drop, like, a hot R&B album.
Okay, up next, guys, we got Solange Knowles. Beyonce's younger sister dropped a bunch of pics, including a bikini shot and a shot of her wearing crocheted lingerie. Okay, no caption on the photos, so she's letting the photos speak for themselves. Is it a thirst trap? You guys have seen it.
Absolutely.
You know what?
From here on out, I'm calling us a lingerie. She's fantastic in the bikini and the regular lingerie. She looking good.
Yeah, lingerie.
She needs to sell something.
Man, that's an idea
right
there.
You know what? And I actually like it that it's just no caption, because normally, you know, when we post these kind of sexy selfies, we'll put a Bible script.
Man, I hate
in the caption.
Sherry, it drives
the Lord
me crazy.
Is my shepherd.
Positive.
Drives me crazy whenever somebody posts out their thirst trap and then they want to put a motivational quote down there. Like, get out of here.
I have fallen, but the Lord lifts me.
All right, y'all not going to believe this. Did you know there's a way you can exercise without getting off your butt or going to the gym?
Brand, honey, I know you're lying, baby. So, but what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about this Blue Tiger seated elliptical machine sitting on top of my head. You can use it at the office, at your home desk, or even sitting on the couch watching Dish Nation. It's perfect for increasing your circulation and getting your blood pumping, baby.
And it's so easy to use, honey, because you know, honey, my blood ain't been pumping in a long time.
Ooh. TMI, Gary, but yo, check this out. It features 8 different resistance levels, so you can mix things up. Plus, it's great for back and joint pain and sports recovery. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
Okay, are y'all sitting down? Because you could be sitting down and exercising at the same time while you're sitting there. Because this seated elliptical has been seen as high as $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $99.
$99.
Woo, you know what to do. Pedal on over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, you won't believe what Eminem and Shaq have planned for this weekend's Super Bowl. We got all the details when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, my friends, now welcome back. Now, sounds like Shaquille O'Neal and Eminem will be raking in some serious shmoney this Super Bowl weekend.
Okay.
Whoa. Now, let's just say if you got a cool milli laying around to blow, you need to hit up the Shaq Attack, because he is offering a super luxurious VIP experience for his Funhouse Super Bowl party. Mm. You get a round-trip private jet to L.A., a Rolls Royce, transportation to and from the party, a VIP table on stage, and you get to participate in Shaq Diesel's DJ set.
Okay.
Wow.
That's nice.
Well, let's just say if you're a little struggly on the coin side of things, then the homie Eminem, Marshall Mathers, has got you covered with some good hearty pasta from his Detroit-based restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti.
Listen, if I'm going to pay to party with one of these people, I got to go with my Shaqtivities. Like, how much fun would it be to hang out with Shaq versus, like, I like spaghetti,
but... you know it's going to be some girls, girls.
You know, Shay, we Diesel's from Chicago. Game. We was told not to eat nobody else's spaghetti.
Well, you know, you're right, so right, girl. You don't know what they're putting in there. Right.
But I would love to eat some Eminem's mama spaghetti here. Yeah. And she probably put sausage and corn in it like we do in Port Arthur, so that'd
she
be real good.
She could put other things in it, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Gary. You eat this spaghetti, you turn around and be like, Sherry, I think you kind of sexy.
Oh, exactly.
You know what's in that sauce, Gary? Yeah. Be turning, folks.
Yeah, okay.
All right, y'all. It is it's time for Tattoo or Tattoo.
So Gunna is out here getting that P tattooed on him.
Ooh, meow.
Not that P, Gary. Oh. Man. But Gunna got the emoji P tatted on him at Kanye's Donda 2 listening party inside of Nobu in Malibu. Now, for those of you who are a little lost, when it comes to the P part of the title for his song, it's for his single, Pushing P, featuring Future. Now, is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
I'm going to say a tattoo because after a while, every tattoo you get turns into those little Rorschach drawings. You have to figure out what it is that it was. Like, it looked cool right now, but give it like 5 or 6 months, you're going to be like, yo, why you got an upside down B on yourself?
Right.
Yeah. But the killing about it is, though, yesterday, y'all, I mean, damn it, it's driving me crazy. Now, yesterday it was cab and no cab today, and it's pushing P. Honey, I mean, what does that mean, pushing P?
Like applying pressure, spending your own money.
Well, I don't know if I like the tattoo of a parking sign. Because that's what it looks like. It's like, don't park here.
Yeah, stay off of my elbow. Don't park right here.
Yeah, don't look like applying pressure. It means stop, don't park.
And it's blue like a handicap decal thing.
Yeah, like a handicap. Oh, no.
Yeah, was Nelly pushing pee earlier today?
Like, my pee was pushed. Whoa, you pushed on my pee. Coming up, we're going to tell you how the smooth sounds of late Marvin Gaye help these monkeys relax. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, y'all. Now, when you want to set the mood, a little Marvin Gaye and a candle should do you right, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what a zoo did, minus the candles. Now, the Trenton Monkey Forest in England took mating season to the next level for their monkeys by hiring a Marvin Gaye impersonator to sing Let's Get It On and a few other Marvin Gaye hits to help get that monkey love popping. Now, the zoo said the monkeys seemed to like it, and they were very relaxed and into the performance.
I feel it.
I am offended by this. I really am. Why? Because they're going to have this man singing for monkeys in Black History Month, a Marvin Gaye song. That is not a good look, Sherry.
I didn't even think about that,
That's
Gary.
Not a good look, Sherry.
Now, a lot of us are here because of a Marvin Gaye song. I feel like the Marvin Gaye song, I'm here because of what's going on. But,
That's it.
Right.
You know, I love this, but I can't imagine the guy's face when he got to the zoo and was like, I'm singing in front of monkeys.
Okay.
Like, is this what my career to come to? I'm making monkeys relax.
In my opinion, they too close to the man, because what if they really start feeling it and tried to hump him?
Kind of like my man in Trading Places.
Yeah.
Yes. But Brett, with all your animals, do you rap to your dogs?
Absolutely not. But they like when I sing.
They like it when
when you sing.
Yeah, they just watch and they be going, "Arr."
You sing to the dogs to get him in the mood?
No, not to get him in the mood. Child, they hump everything anyway.
If I could make a suggestion, I want Snoop Dogg to sing Sensual Seduction.
Okay.
There we go.
Then the pig that happy
And you
feet.
Know what? Snoop would do it, too. He'd have a big old blunt.
Yes, he would.
While he was singing Sexual Seduction.
Yes, Snoop Dogg doesn't. He needs an animal show.
Like, I would love that.
I would watch the Snoop animal
Me
show.
Me, too. All the animals would be high as a kite.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.